This is Football Heritage.
One take. No, I'm serious. First of all, what the fuck?
Let me tell you people something. Let me give you people background. As at this moment, at the moment of this recording, we literally just parked the car from watching the Champions
League. Blood clot. I have no patience for rubbish. See, first of all, it's bad enough that they lost to City over the weekend. I'm not saying that we should
What competition is that?
That's Premier League.
Yeah. That doesn't exist.
This one's lost to Villa.
It doesn't exist.
We are just going to move. See, I was planning to come here and laugh. That's him at best. No. We're just going to move past it because of the rubbish I just witnessed. I need the statistics. I haven't checked them yet because I don't want to.
Don't worry, I got you.
Fucking hell.
Check this.
Check the statistics.
Check
the fucking hell. Clueless.
Oh, what?
Clueless. Somehow Ross Barkley is still getting minutes.
You mean Efanga?
Efanga is getting minutes here. And
hey God.
How can Barca lose and I cannot even enjoy it with my chest?
That's how bad. But you're losing to Juve though.
Doesn't fucking
they
matter.
They are 19th on the
table. They're not 19th again, they're like 12th. But even though
can't leap of faith.
They are a good team, yeah. But so are we. These are not the champions I watched.
So
let me see. Don't read it for me.
Juve had one shot on
target. These brothers had one shot on target out of six. They scored. First shot of the second half. Bro, pass one, pass two. We did not touch ball. They went and scored. And you're telling me what? Bro, we had 16 shots, one on target. Who cares that we had 74% possession or 769 passes? Out of those 769, 751 were backward passes and sideways. And they brought on Hudson Odoi. Does he think this is five aside? See, thank God we don't get emotionally attached to coaches. You go. I don't tell you as my guy. You go.
Make
go.
It not be like.
Make it not be like. I know they warn you. You go. These are not the champions. I'm not saying that the team you inherited was the greatest. You've done the best with them. Are you running out of ideas?
It be like.
You bought Lukaku, yeah. All of a sudden.
There's no service to
there's
Lukaku.
No service to him.
If anything, yeah, Lukaku exposes the fact that you guys don't create enough.
We don't create enough bloody chances.
Lukaku just did it look like.
See, if you were watching against last season, the complaint was that we're not scoring because what Werner was missing chances, Tammy was missing chances. They're complaining that our strikers are not scoring because you know we are creating. Now you realize that the chances that are being created are being wasted or we're being wasted. So you think that that's the case. But it turns out we're not creating enough and they are just missing the very few that we are creating. Because what the absolute fuck? Hakim Ziyech does not look like he knows his left from his right. Preseason, preseason master.
At least not the only us Ajax camp. We are in this.
Team. My own, at least he got me to Champions League final. See, just focus on yourself. When I win today, shout out to Ronaldo. But I know here for that. I don't really give a shit. I don't give a shit. Even people are not won, will be complaining maybe. But I don't give a blood clot like, bro. This is the only joy I have in this world, bro. School is kicking my ass. Life is kicking my ass. I'm dying here. Paul will soon finish you. You know, that's all I came to say. I'm dying here. I didn't read 10 minutes.
Yeah, the only thing that gives me joy more than this is the fact that PSG Cook City.
See, that is true. I cannot even. That's like watching the PSG City game made me realize, bro. Why did we surrender the initiative to this? But I'm not saying they are great, but we worship in England. We respect ourselves too much. That's why I like Bundesliga. Whether you are good or not, everybody they come out to play you.
We score are playing 7-6.
Score 6 if you want, then we'll score you 2.
I can never forget this game. Bayern Munich, Union Berlin. This was Union Berlin's first season back in the Bundesliga.
Let's not be like I'm distracting from the important things. Bro, see this team now. It's getting out of hand.
He has a body.
Thiago, yeah. Thiago, Christensen, Rudiger. Yeah, Azpilicueta, Alonso. I know what first half, I don't know why Alonso played. Azpilicueta, Alonso, Kovacic, Jorginho. Then in front you have Ziyech, Havertz, and Lukaku. At some point, people are going to figure this shit out. Now it gets out of hand, doesn't it? Like, ah, blood. The second half, you bring on Odoi, you bring on Loftus-Cheek, you bring on Barkley. Yeah? And it doesn't even look like anything has changed. I'm not saying you're not coaching them, but see, this is my problem. Every day, day in, day out, we are playing back three. Rain, shine, hail, thunder, hurricane, we are playing back three. Oh boy, it is difficult to play against. But if you watch a game like today, Juventus came out, scored once, went back. At some point, they are bringing on Chiellini. What do you want to do? Bro, Chiellini of the slapping Saka. What do you want to do, bro? It kills me. Like, they cook Man City, they cook Barcelona, and I cannot even relax and relish. If you're not going to call at 1 point, it's a group stage, bro. Any small thing, you don't go Europa. Ask Man U. Barca, they go Jerusalem. It's looking length.
Barca.
Even those guys, you don't go Jerusalem.
The way things are going for Barca right now, Barca might end up in, like, they finna even go to Jerusalem. So we never go conference.
See, oh my, let me not put my, see, I'm pissed, bro. Like, I bought Origin for this, to watch this. The music was good, DJ was playing Patacon, but the painful part is that halftime we make a sub, and it's a very, very forward-thinking sub, because Chilwell, somehow, in terms of byline and crossing and whatnot, Chilwell is the more attacking of the two, but Don Marco is a striker. But just like, you make that kind of sub, because Alonso, like, you see that he did not play well. You bring on Chilwell, and nothing changes. The idea is still the same. The ball is going from Chilwell to Kovacic to the centre-back to the other centre-back to Odoi, instead of the central midfielders trying to break the lines through. Not the only times we did it, yeah. The only times we did it, we had two shots. Granted, Lukaku ballooned one.
All I'm saying is, if you want to play a back three, you have to have, like, I'm not a traditional number 10 and play two up front, but you can play two wingers and an attacker. Nobody will give them ball. This one's not
playing, great. You're playing wing backs, then you're playing. Don't get me started on Havertz. Thank God for Sancho covering his shame. See, my God. Two headers. You cannot get over the ball. You are heading over. At your grown age, professional footballer. I'm not saying the crosses were perfect, though. But cross day, for you to reach the cross, head it to go. And Lukaku, the same thing. Lukaku was the worst. He wanted to aim or to not do the ball back. This is why I don't like watching ball. Whenever they say, I don't want, this is why. Because I like peace. Because I'll go there and sit and just be seen. And everything that I said here is where I'm watching. You need to make a change. You need to bring on Loftus-Cheek. You need to bring on Hotel Doyle. Because what was Loftus-Cheek looks more likely to pass into the strikers than Jorginho. My God. That Ballon d'Or push is not on again. I don't come on hand. What's the problem? Oh, God. Episode goes to end, though. I'm just saying they should not test me. They should use this international break to think of their lives. Think of their lives. We have one more ball. After that, they should go.
One more ball?
Yeah, nah. It's not after weekend football, then international break, now. Nah. It's not the time for balls jokes. God. I blame Ronaldo, because you should have seen the way he was squeezing face.
Oh, see, I was watching the game. I was like, I better stand up, let's go.
And I stood up to go.
Ronaldo said, sit your ass down.
Nah, bro.
Boom.
That's what you need.
Mama, like, bullshit.
See, it's Villarreal here. Yeah? And but Villarreal, like, are hard to play against. I've seen it. But there, it's not that they had. See, the match should have been more comfortable. Bruno resorted to hero balls. See, I don't care. I want to talk about the match, but honestly, I don't care. You people have won. We lost.
Bruno.
We lost. The fact is, we lost. We are currently second in the group because we beat Zenit on head-to-head. Zenit beat Malmo 4. The only thing that's keeping us there is head-to-head. And that's because head-to-head has preference over goal difference. Disgusting. Something needs to change. Lukaku needs service.
All I'm saying is,
if you play the ball to him, nobody, see, that brother turned Bonucci. Nobody can push him down. Give him the ball to feet. Not every time. Yeah, he can do other things. But once they were, look up. These brothers don't look up. They don't look up. They don't look up. Fuck, they don't. Like, you get, it's so bad, I don't even be looking for forward passes. I know that they're not going to make it.
They're just not used to playing with a number.
It's not for that. There's nothing like that. Excuses. That's a foolish excuse. I'm not used to playing with the traditional nine. Pass the ball forward, bro. It is so easy. I can do it. I don't even be playing ball again. It's the easiest. Like, no,
see,
one,
and all I'm saying, see,
through the lines.
Well, no, it is hard to play the ball forward when you have three at the back and then two in midfield and then two in back. And the space is so wide.
Even that's the more reason why, yeah. Wing backs are stretching. There is space. Play the ball forward. Play the ball forward. Ziyech to carry ball. I mean, you think this is really easy? Get the fuck. Get that brother out of my club.
So soon.
It's not even soon enough for me. Preseason, no. He came and he thought to second master. Coming. Preseason master. Okay. Oh, I don't like insulting Chelsea players. I don't like insulting Chelsea players because
they don't give you any option.
They play. You play well. You cook Villa, bro. You beat Spurs back to back. You all of a sudden you played Man City and it's like you've forgotten that you are good. Come on.
It's a self-esteem problem.
No service to the nines. No crosses. Everything is. They are bereft of ideas, but I think it's because people respect us.
I think it's too chill.
It's because people respect us. They be sitting.
Everybody now knows what Chelsea we do.
Whether you know or not, knowing it is one thing.
See, everybody knows. Okay, they are going to set up with three at the back. We just need to rush them. They will come out. But that's the same. City did not. City say they are going to sit deep. Let's go.
City dominated.
City say.
City dominated. And City dominated because we let them. Not because. You get. We're not struggling for second balls. We're just sitting and hoping that they will not score. Then what do they finally score? Foolish deflection. You get. After they score, all of a sudden, you remember that you can attack. I don't like coaching. It's like he's okay starting on the back foot. He's okay starting on the back foot. I'm not even going to say we miss Mount.
You know, no, say Abramovich don't type in sack letter and stamp.
This sack letter, the only thing, go just open the last copy, change the coach name.
Abramovich not going to even tweet anything.
Export to PDF.
You go just see Chelsea like, say,
We are parted ways. They're going to have parted ways. Fuck. I swear to God, if you watch this ball, you know why I'm pissed. And we missed most of the first half. So I don't even know what we played in the first half. I know that we had 70% possession.
What were you doing?
What are you doing with possession? In and around, giving Lampard vibes. From wing back to wing back to wing back to wing back. I don't even give a shit that Rich James was missing, Kante was missing, Mount, Pulisic. I don't give a shit. The team that was on the pitch is good enough. If the team on the pitch is not good enough, you have 5 subs. And then you brought on Ross Barkley.
We had 5 subs and we brought on Fred. He gave a Lingard assist, but he crossed the ball.
Fuck! I swear to God, this thing is disgusting me. Like just thinking about what I just watched, sitting there knowing that like even with the 1-0 and all the ball, we were not going to score. If he had given us 1 week, we would still not score. Even if they played 150 minutes, we would have not scored in that match. Bereft of ideas, bereft.
Can I complain about Man United?
No, there's you. What do you want? What are you complaining about?
Ole is still such.
Ole's juju is strong.
I told you guys that the moment Ole's job is on the line, will become the class of 92.
His job is still not on the line. It's like you don't know your club. Oh God, so clueless. There's so many ways we can set up. Maybe Thiago is too slow to play in the back four. That's fair enough.
Rudiger, Christiansen.
Play those two. You play one. I don't even know. Play anything else. Play Jorginho. Play Kante. Play Kovacic. Nobody is passing those people. Or anything. They are winning second balls. Play Rich James. Play Chilwell. Then you play attackers.
See,
you look at our squad, you look at our squad, and I'm not saying that we need attackers to play here, but in that whole team,
actually, you need
who are proper attackers?
Lukaku.
The whole front three. Lukaku, Kai Havertz, Hakim Ziyech.
Havertz is more midfield than attack.
Help me. Help me.
The only pure attackers in your club currently are
Lukaku, Pulisic.
Pulisic.
That's it. Maybe you put Hudson-Odoi there.
That one, a wing back.
And I'll convert. I may know him.
The only time he goes to attack, Nana, when he comes with Ankara for Ghana. But the only time he goes to attack.
Oh, God.
Ah, Messi finally scored for his new club.
And a great goal at that.
Ederson, it made Ederson look stupid. It'd be like, you know, when if it's like when you're playing FIFA, then you move your keeper to one side of the goal, then your opponent just puts it the other way. You feel break bad.
It was no. Oh, I can't even think of every other thing clearly because every time I try to move on, the rubbish that Chelsea just played sits in my mind. Fucking hell. They're not the first. This is what happened last time, one Champions League, Juve in our group, next thing, Victor Moses and Hazard are, sorry, Hazard and Co are playing in Europa. They should not think they are beyond it, though. Anybody can get sacking. Why is Barkley still playing? The only reason why he's in our club is because we couldn't sell him.
Well, no. As a club in England, would you sign Barkley?
Why not?
The club that he went on loan for and played for, did they sign him?
He got injured, that's why they didn't sign him.
Every player get their own problem.
That boy should get out of
my club.
See, yeah. Antonio Conte, you have blood on your hands. Still.
At least you got rid of Zappa Costa.
It wasn't easy. 4 years. Blood on your hands. Bro. I know that we are probably going to play well next week, yeah? But if they don't learn lessons from this, back-to-back defeats and wake up and remember who the fuck they are done out here. I'm not even expecting a title charge here, yeah, or anything that absurd. But come on now, don't embarrass yourself. We are champions of Europe, act like it. Don't come and be vibing. Well, now that is done, I'm okay, Sean.
Are you done?
Yeah, I think.
See? Guys, let me just apologize. If I made any claim towards any title, I'm withdrawing it till the sack on it. Simple and short. Because I swear to God, Ole, there's no
Ole,
difference.
Personally, I don't think Ole is doing a bad job.
There's no difference between Ole and the man in Calabar shouting ideas on consistent. Kennedy go coach this team better than Ole.
I need Ole to stay there.
No.
The moment any coach that knows what he's doing comes, man, you might. Man, you might play well. I don't want that. I'm wishing good to my enemies.
I was looking at the game, and you could tell that, like, this player, it is either the players are, all of them are disrespecting everything you tell them, or you're not telling them anything at all. Bruno go stay inside at the edge of our 18-yard box, and he want to find somebody at the edge of the opponent's box. Next thing you know, they don't carry ball, they counter us. Don't you shout! You go sit down, they watch ball for iPad mini. This is annoying. Do you know how God... We won, Sha. It's because of Ronaldo, I promise you. If not for Ronaldo, this is the same Ronaldo that our last Champions League match. With the fine goal, it took Ronaldo and Bruno off in the same sub. Are you seeing my problem with the man? He's giving fraud.
It's not giving fraud. And the problem is that the media are not talking about him because he's their friend.
He's nice. He be smiling. You want to talk when you're on the same group chat with him? Talk now.
Cookie for Busby Boys. See, I don't know where to start from. The coach is good. The players are good. On the day, played by
another thing I must say is, this one on my mama, anybody that comes for Aaron Wan-Bissaka again is going to fight me. Because I've seen Dalo and I don't want to see that again. You cannot give one accurate cross. The only person that has been worse than him is Dest for Baka.
That's the future.
16 crosses.
If you just talk about that, Baka lost how many?
3-0. To Benfica. I'm not surprised. If you as a club decide and say, huh, this guy, Newcastle rejected him. You think it's Santiago Munoz? He said, no, that's who we want. It's that Newcastle reject. Come and play ball now. You're playing Memphis Coutinho and Luke De Jong. Even the name looks sauce in that lineup. Memphis, they look like saucy ballers. Memphis Coutinho. When you hear Inyo, you know,
I'm shouting. I'm trying to be angry. Luke De Jong.
Luke De Jong. What is that?
You sold who to buy him?
So see, this club is they sold Griezmann to the people that bought him.
For cheaper. After giving us Suarez to help them win the La Liga.
Speaking of Suarez, he scored again. No? Like, see, the most unlucky people in the most unlucky team in the Champions League this season is Milan, because nothing is working for them. They went to Liverpool and they were winning Liverpool 2-1. Anfield atmosphere, you know, corner taking quickly, 3-2, Henderson, they score you. Do you know what it means for that Jordan Henderson to score you?
And I'm looking at the ball again, and at no point did I feel like we were going to do anything. You get? That is very odd for like Chelsea. Very, very odd, especially like this current dispensation. Especially this current dispensation.
Una go soon tweet welcome to
it. For the first time, or for the like this period, this difficult run, against Spurs we looked good, you get.
Mm-hmm.
Against, maybe they want to show us the importance of Mount. Do I think we missed him? No. Because he won't give the passes either. Lord. What is Chelsea's problem?
I believe the problem is you play with three at the back and the two in midfield, and the spaces are so wide.
I don't want to bet with you yet. Maybe we just regenerate.
Sorry, I don't gamble anymore.
We're going to see what they see now here.
I think I'm not going to
gamble. Come on, man. Just thinking about it has me enraged.
Nah, I think, we need guests. Madonna, if you are listening, and to create. Oh God, I wish Madonna was here to rant.
Mm-mm. You see her on the TM.
I'm going to check.
Bro, it's not even, it's just bereft of ideas generally. That's what it feels like. The game, a lack of ideas. Kovacic should carry the ball and run.
The people need an idea baller.
Mm-mm. We have excess.
Ziyech.
Kai.
Kovacic.
Kova. Kovacic cannot shoot. Nobody is going to hold the ball outside there and shoot, and you are confident that they can score or the ball will be on target.
The only person that can do that is in the box waiting for a ball.
Bro, there's just something fundamentally wrong.
I'm
just reacting.
I don't know why you're complaining. You had two bad games. When
I'm just reacting, but still, I don't
see,
like...
See, Unadonde's fault. This is Tuchel's fault. You people, see, with Ole, like, you can have like 7 bad games with the wait till his job is on the line.
But these two, without Tuchel, hot seat.
Two games.
This is just as expected. Now, nothing, it doesn't change the dimension of our season yet.
Just watch the papers tomorrow. Next thing you know is, you'll be seeing things like shaky waters for Tuchel, troubled water. The England...
Ole is never troubled, of course. No, they love him there.
Love him there.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Well, that's me. I'm done. How do you feel? Are you done?
I'm happy they cook Man City, they cook PSG. Only Liverpool 9 just go cook Porto 5. That's what, see, that we need to become like Liverpool. Liverpool no care who you, like, if they see small team, you go collect.
Yeah, I don't want to see that we don't batter any small teams. The problem is that everybody comes to sit. You get, but that shouldn't matter. You should be able to break them down. No matter how resilient they are, you should be able to break them down. If you are as good as you claim to be. I'm not saying that we should have, you know, broken Juve down. It's Juve, it was Federico Chiesa, Locatelli, Bernardeschi, Bonucci, Alessandro, even though I don't think he still has anything. Quadrado.
Danilo.
Danilo.
Are you seeing the sourcelessness?
It's not sourcelessness.
Danilo.
In my opinion. It's not sourcelessness. To me, it's just they are not that. They are good, yeah. They are good. But come on now. They scored you. with their first shot. Why didn't you score them?
Sorry, let me rephrase. Their only shot on target.
Their only shot on target. And then they missed chances. They had breaks that they should have scored because you were sloppy. The pace is missing. The penetration is missing. Immediately regretted. Anyway, something, maybe I'm just reactionary and... But it hasn't looked
it. Who are you guys playing at the weekend?
Do I even know?
Don't worry, we'll not go batter.
For me, normally, it doesn't matter. You guys just walk knowing that we are going to batter anybody.
No, Mio. Aston Villa.
Look at it. 3-0, 2-0. Drew Liverpool with a red card. Solid display. Then you come and they score you first post.
Sorry, first bar.
It was a good shot, Sha.
Yeah.
Boom. It was a great finish. Like, from the moment... They brought that ball down. I'm like, no. Good ball. But normally, I'm not worried that we equalize. Or you expect that you equalize. If I think about it, I don't think I've seen us equalize. Maybe it's because we know they concede.
You guys have conceded only 3 goals this season.
Bro, Mendy has.
I've conceded 3
in the last season. It's just that Mendy's clean sheets are passing goals. Sorry, goals conceded are passing his clean sheets. But still, even though
you guys are just being spoiled.
They
beat Madrid, though. There's a new sheriff in town.
You know, I almost forgot. Look at all the things that happened. I almost forgot. Sheriff beat Madrid.
And the Santiago Bernabeu.
Somebody said that sheriff's admin was playing left back. Did not tweet live for 3 hours. So the guy collected his phone back after the match. They said the admin was playing left back.
Guy, those brothers. Apparently, I went and I did some background research. Those brothers are ruthless. This is their new coach. They played 36 games in their league and considered only 7.
Sheriff at top of that group, man.
Sheriff
at top.
They beat Shakhtar and like the beat that they beat Madrid is like they scored Madrid first. It took Madrid needed a penalty in the 60th minute.
They scored it again.
See, those boys, I want to say that's good rear guard action, but...
Please say good.
That's very good rear guard action.
Then there's Noah Lang at Club Bruges. That brother is Neymar. if you look at Noah Lang, number 10, donkey, boho.
That's Neymar Santos right now.
Step overs. Rabona.
You know, like there are very few players that do step overs these days. I don't like football is living. Everybody just want to be direct and shoot.
Dare I say it? I miss Mount. I miss Pulisic. I miss Havertz false nine. If Lukaku doesn't want to be serious, but it's not his fault. There's zero service. There's no service to him.
I don't miss anybody. They played everybody, but the coach don't know what
to do. It's not a crisis, but we're missing key players in a sense. But the problem is that Christensen is playing well. So you cannot even say... at no point did they breach anything. You know, I think it's just me. I'm probably overreacting. But I watched rubbish today, Sha. In your life, Chelsea, never repeat that thing that happened. Well, that's me done. No, Alan played very well. That's 2 man of the match performances for Club Brugge.
What did Brugge play?
I don't know if they beat Leipzig, but as of when I was watching, they were leading.
Those brothers, let me check.
Those brothers just out here doing things. Yeah. Do you know what it means? You beat Shakhtar, then you beat PSG, then you beat Madrid in your first Champions League ever. Who is this new coach? I want to know. Those brothers, bro.
Who will see people in reaction to next week's episode? What do you have to say?
Huh?
What do you have to say?
About next week?
No, now you're about to say something. I think I just interrupted you.
I was going to say that, like, those guys at the Sheriff Club, when I saw their...
Sheriff Limassol.
Where are they from? Moldova?
No, Cyprus, I think. I'm not sure.
You see, look at where they are coming from. That's where Baka is going.
Cyprus. The only thing I know Cyprus was normally minus gambling. I was in a Japan and Nigerians arrested for marijuana possession.
They had a lot of melanin in that team, like their entire backline black. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be happening.
Nah, bro.
It's been insane.
Like the moment I saw the entire back line black boys and their keeper was something. Their keeper said, Madrid, like, at some point, the only thing Madrid were doing were shooting from everywhere. They had all their shooters out. They played 4-4-2. No, you know how bad it is for you to play 4-4-2? Okay.
This is not right. This is not right. This is not, I'm so tired. I really drove out like as my last thing, you know, just on a good day, ordered a chilled bottle of Origin.
Buy water, buy food. Thank God you chop before this. Thank God,
sir. Imagine now you want chop. You know if you chop. After just you go hunger.
Your throat go just dry. People be doing things to us, guys.
Thank you guys for listening. These days, episodes are to this point.
No time.
No, how are you? You know me. Thank you guys for listening. Oh, my God. Adam, please say the thank you. I'm so sad.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you all next week. And we will bring a guest. Please share, subscribe, retweet.
Yeah, retweet. That's important.
Yeah, I'll be doing that. I'll see you guys. I'm bringing a guest soon. Bye.
Who do? Al Baka.